You mean they still kick after you cut the head off?
Oh, yes, they'd flutter and bleed.
Well, how do you get all the feathers off then?
Well, you scald them with hot water.
You scald
the chicken? Dip that chicken in a bucket of hot water, and then just rub the feathers off.
They come off real easy after
that? Mm-hmm. After you scald them with hot water, they come off real easy.
Did you save them all? Did you save all the feathers
for
pillows?
Huh?
Did you save all the feathers?
Oh, no, we didn't save the chicken feathers.
What'd you make pillows out of
them? We made pillows out of goose feathers and duck feathers.
We'd pick them
when the time come to pick them.
You pick them?
We'd pick the ducks and the geese and save, have a sack, put the feathers in, and we'd pick them when they'd get ready to pick, because when they'd begin to mold, you know, shed the feathers, we'd pick them, just pull the feathers off, they'd come off easy.
You didn't have to kill them to do it then?
Oh, no, and then they'd grow back more feathers. Mm-hmm. When you'd pick an old goose and you'd go across the yard, you didn't have no feathers on his breast and all under him. You know, you didn't ever pull out their wing feathers.
But you'd pull enough to make him look bald.
Well, he'd have the down under there. His body wouldn't be naked.
Did you say you kept horses any time?
Kept what?
Did you ever have any horses?
Yes, we had horses.
And did you keep those in the barn too?
Well, when we first married, we had a farm, and we had horses and cows. And we had a pasture that the cows run in, and they'd go to the branch and get water. Had a big pasture. And we had horses, and we had a buggy, and hitched the horse to the buggy.
Did they all stay in the barn, all the animals?
We had stables for the horses, and then in the loft above the stables, we had the hay. And we had a big barn with rooms built to keep the feed in, keep the horse feed in.
Well, what about the cows a little more? Did you ever milk those yourself?
Oh, yes, I've milked cows. I never did do very much of it. When I was a child, I was the only girl in my father's home, and we usually kept some help, and I had brothers. And I never did much barnyard work.
Did you milk the cows in the barn too, or did you have a special little place for milking the cows?
Well, there was a stall. They called it a stall for the cow to be in. You'd go in the cow stall and milk her. And there was a feed box in there for her to eat out of. And we'd feed the cows on cottonseed hulls and cottonseed meal. And fix up the feed for the cow to eat, and she'd eat while we'd milk her. We didn't have milking machines then, we milked them by hand.
What'd you do with the milk then?
We'd bring it.
I mean, you just put it, where'd you keep it cold? Did you drink it?
Well, sometimes we'd let it down, put it in buckets, and let it down in the well to keep it cold. And some people had springs. That they'd take the milk and put it in the spring to keep it cold down at the branch.
Did you make all your dairy products yourself? Did you make all of your, or did you get them somewhere else?
When I was a child, we didn't buy any milk and butter. We made it, had all our dairy products at home.
Now we all have to get them somewhere else, don't we?
My milk comes to the door here. And
had to walk a little
further
for it.
78 cents for a half a gallon.
Isn't that awful? Isn't that unreal?
That's terrible.
Yeah, it sure is. It's too bad. You said you fed the cows and the other animals on cotton seed meal.